This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for the Word for the Night podcast, episode 5, a podcast where I make my girlfriend watch a movie, typically something that she hasn't seen, most often something that she doesn't like. But this week, a little bit different, I made her watch one of the Marvel movies. Since Avengers Infinity War is in theaters, I'm going back and looking at all the other Marvel movies in the run-up to it. And because I'm a vain person, I figured that you'll enjoy all the things that I enjoy. And I'm making you watch these with me. Although, to be fair, you've seen a couple Marvel movies already, right?
Yes.
And you don't hate them?
No. Mm-mm.
So how is it that you've never seen Iron Man?
I mean, it's not like I'm interested in going to the movies to see these movies.
But this is a 10-year-old movie, and there's 3 of them, and you've never seen any of them.
No, I don't think Iron Man's played very much, like, on TV. That's where I saw Captain America.
Okay, so yeah, so you've seen a couple of them, and you like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Love.
Okay, so yeah, you're already primed for this. And so did you enjoy Iron Man?
I did, yeah.
I'm surprised.
So
actually, I'm not surprised at all. This is, of course, the movie that everybody loves in a Marvel movie. This is what started the whole thing. Why are you surprised?
I was just going in with low expectations.
When I heard you laugh, I knew the movie got you. I knew you were along for the ride. Although the entire time, you really had a hard time with the idea that Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., is a genius and can build all this stuff.
Yeah, because that's not how they portray him in the beginning of the movie.
It really irritates
me, actually.
I know. You couldn't get past the fact that he built the initial Iron Man suit to get out of the Saudi prison.
He's going to act like a pussy the whole time, and all of a sudden he can build an Iron Man thing? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
You're getting aggressive now.
I know, because it actually angers me.
I'm glad, right? I'm glad you're so passionate about the Iron Man franchise. What was the last superhero movie you saw before this? Was it the...
Wonder Woman.
That's right. You're a big Wonder Woman fan. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. So, okay, you have some knowledge of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coming into these things totally cold. That's why I'm curious to how you had never seen this movie before. I'm glad that you watched it with me. I'm surprised, though, that I couldn't get you to watch The Hulk. Because my plan was to get you to watch all the Marvel movies so that when the Avengers Infinity War hit home, we could stream it and you'd be ready for it.
You don't think that we watched The Hulk? I feel like we watched enough of it to understand it.
I watched the first 10 minutes with you and you fell asleep.
No, I feel like it was the first hour. Give me
No. Your hour. Words to me were, I got it. He gets mad. He gets green. Don't make him mad. That's literally what you said to me.
I didn't say don't make him green. It's just like, you get the story.
I get it. He gets mad and like,
we don't have to watch the ending.
You're right. They've never, and I give you the small like asterisk on that because they've never done a proper Hulk movie, in my opinion. And they replace Edward Norton with Mark Ruffalo, which you were like baffled by when I told you this.
It did not make sense.
Yeah, right.
But neither did this guy, whatever his name is. What's his name again?
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're right. I'll give you a pass on the Hulk. Although next we're going to do Iron Man 2.
Right.
And you're ready for this?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm like, is he going to do a new outfit? Or whatever, the Iron Man outfit?
When you said outfit, I was like, please don't be talking about the Iron Man suit. Are you talking about the suit when you said outfit? This isn't a jumpsuit he got.
He's already come up with 2 of them. Right?
Well, they kind of all change. Every movie, there's a new design slightly.
Jeez, okay, we get it. You can build it. Moving forward.
Moving forward, he's the smart. I keep telling you, he's like the Elon Musk of, you know, Tony Stark in real life is Elon Musk. And if he built an Iron Man suit, you wouldn't be surprised.
No, but that's expected.
Well,
this other guy, what's his name, Tony Stark?
Tony Stark.
Mm-mm. He wasn't built to be a genius.
Okay, actually he was in about 40 years of comic books, but your guesstimation, your very low expectation of the movie and Robert Downey Jr.
But they didn't portray it that way.
Well, I'm glad you like this one because you're awful harsh on the movies you even do like. I'm sorry we don't watch anything that's up to your standard. Well, all right, guys, that's going to wrap up our episode for tonight. We'll be back next week with an episode where I watch a pick by Kailani. I forgot your name while you're sitting here in front of me. My goodness. On air, nonetheless. I'll be in the doghouse for a week until next episode. This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
Thanks for saying it for me. I almost messed it up. All right, guys. Have a good night.